This is CliffCentral.com.
4 minutes past 10, the day before for payday for a lot of people. And
guess who's here?
Like we always do around this time, we're reminding you of money. And I've got Michelle in the house.
Hello, all.
Michelle, I was just about to tweet, right?
Yes.
And we're saving with add-ons and. And then I'm thinking, but wait a minute, what the hell are add-ons? Michelle just said add-ons and then I agreed to it. What are we talking about?
Well, I thought about looking at savings, and I know I'm such a pain in the ass every month about saving. And I thought savings doesn't have to be boring. Savings can actually be not just putting the money away, but actually getting something back. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Because you know that July was savings month, if people were or weren't aware of it.
I totally was not aware of it. And so I have not started saving yet again.
Because the shoes were more important last month.
No. The shoes were not more important. But you know I do have cracks in my house, right?
Oh, so, pums.
I know.
No, I know. But if you had savings, you wouldn't have to save up for those cracks because you would have already had the money.
Yeah, but the reason I don't have savings is because I'm spending my money fixing the cracks. So,
oh, my gosh. You see, that's where that emergency fund comes in, hey?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay. And
okay,
that's
so
bank
I'm not
money.
Saving. I'm going to save. Okay, it's going to be like the end of the year is almost here. I'm going to start a new year with a new like set of, with a new set of New Year's resolutions.
Awesome.
And one of them will be to save.
All right.
But I still don't know what add-ons are.
Okay. What I think we need to look at is that people think about savings in the traditional sense. So they look at savings from your bank accounts. Whether you've got a current account or a savings account. And there's so many variances in those savings accounts if you look at it. You've got things for children. So you've got like a future account, or you've got a normal savings account, or you've got a money market account. So then you've also got your longer term policies, which is your endowments, your tax-free savings accounts. What I'm looking at today is saying to you that at the end of the day, we need to say to ourselves, not only can I save by putting money away, but I may need to spend a little bit of money for the future to get a return of my investment. What do I mean by that? We think about things like gap cover with your medical aids. And remember, we've spoken about gap cover before.
We have.
And you've got your head in your hands.
Because, Michelle, you come here once a month and we have these incredibly amazing pleasant conversations and sometimes not so pleasant conversations about money and about saving and about, and it's always somebody else's story,
right?
It's always a different example that we're putting in. And you and I had a chat a week ago, and how devastating the news for me that my gorgeous Michelle had been in the hospital and didn't even tell me. So
that's the whole thing. And I think
tell me about that experience. So tell me about your experience. What actually happened?
Yeah.
What happened to you? I'm putting you on the spot. What actually happened to you?
Just went to go and see my doc, and he did whatever he needed to do. It's a girl thing. And
so
the next
we're talking to
girls. Thank heavens. And the next thing, he said to me, we have a problem. And I said to me, what do you mean you've got a problem? You know, I'm not going into space or something. It's not Houston, you've got a problem. And he said to me, you need to come in for an op. And I said, what? He says, and we have to do it soon. And I said to him, come on, you can't tell me that in a week I've got to come in. I've got to make plans. And he said to me, no, it's not going to happen like that. You've got to come in next Monday. And I went in for a girl op.
And you are a person with a medical aid.
Yes, with a gap cover, everything.
And a death file.
And I had to go into hospital. At the end of the day, there are certain co-payments that need to be made. Thank heavens I also have an emergency fund, which is now depleted. So I went into hospital. The total bill came to about 35,000 for everything.
Because who has 35,000 rand
exactly
lying around,
yeah,
even in an emergency fund?
So my hospital did not pick up the 35,000 total, because obviously one of the doctors was not contracted at 100% medical aid rates. Now, let's just look at that quickly, because when people take out their medical aids and it says you have a hospital plan or you have
priority cover, when you're whatever, in the hospital, everything will
but
be covered.
People don't realize what it actually means. So what they might say is that if you're on a classic priority with Discovery, you will be paid 200% of medical aid rates. What does that mean? Your doctor might be charging you 400% of medical aid rates. So what does that mean? Medical aid is going to pick up the 200%, and you are going to have to fork out the 200% that is left. So there's always going to be a shortfall. And that's why people take out gap cover, because the gap cover will then be an opportunity for you to go afterwards and say, look, I paid that extra 200%. But now you've got to refund me, because I have a policy with you that says you will cover whatever the medical aid doesn't cover.
So is that what you mean when you say add-on?
Yes.
Are we talking about when you're talking with that financial planner and they say, you know, if you pay an extra 50 rand
correct.
A month, you're going to be able to increase
yes.
from X to Y.
Correct.
And then you look at it and you say, ooh, now I'm going to be paying 350 rand for this insurance.
But what you can also then do is that you can look at downgrading on your actual policy or your medical aid policy. Not a good idea, but if you are really in financial trouble, and say now, for instance, let's take, for instance, retired people. The most important thing for them is to have a hospital plan and chronic care. So they get chronic medication.
Or what happens to a lot of us, young people coming out of the townships, you're the first one working in the family, other people
yes.
are still at school, and you know, you now have a nice job, you have a good job, and you can take out good medical aid, but you know your grand's not on medical aid, or your mom's not on medical
yeah.
aid, and you're thinking...
And you take them on as dependents.
You take them on as dependents.
Yeah.
So the opportunity is to maybe have a big hospital plan.
Or have a have a hospital plan with a gap cover. Mm-hmm. So if you look at, and I'm going to use a couple of examples of companies. We've just talked about Discovery because I can speak from experience. Then you've got a company called Zest Life, which is underwritten by Liberty. And for a family unit, you'll pay 281 rand per month for gap cover. And the gap cover is there to cover what the hospital benefit does not cover. So as long as you put your claim in within 6 months, you show them proof of payment that you've made, the medical aid has made, they will actually then assess it and pay back the difference.
Sure. So you were saved by the gap.
Absolutely. I was saved by the gap. Because at the end of the day, I had to deplete my emergency fund, but was lucky enough to get that money back through GAP. So that's when I'm talking about add-ons.
So what are the, in your professional experience and with your financial advisor hat on, what are the best kind of things that one should look at adding add-ons to in order to be able to be sufficiently taken care of to save?
Okay.
I mean, it sounds counterintuitive that I'm going to spend an extra 50 rand for this add-on, but it'll save me in the long run.
At the end of the day. So if you have a look at people with medical aids, look at your medical aid and look at your costing on your medical aid, because those can be exceptionally expensive. So if you've got the top Discovery medical aid, I'm making an assumption because the last time I looked, it's about 7,500 rand. So it is hectically expensive. For looking at that. But now, if that doesn't fall within your budget, what if you took out something? Again, they've got something called a classic Delta plan. Now, the Delta plans are that you go to specific doctors and you go to specific hospitals. And it costs you quite a bit less than the norm. So if you took out something like that with your gap cover, it's most probably still going to work out cheaper than taking
7,000 rand.
Yeah, or a one up. On your medical aid. Mm. So those are the one things, that's just medical aid. What about things like, we always hear about Vitality with Discovery as well. Mm. Now people look at Vitality and they go, oh, just another damn card.
Mm. Yeah, those people, I mean, yeah. Momentum have got
Momentum's one. Got...
I recently saw one with with Liberty, I saw one as well. Every time I drive into Sandton City, they've got a thing there saying if you've got the Liberty thing, you could be parking for free.
Yes. Now, also, Sanlam's also got something called Reality.
Mm.
Now, the Reality costs a family unit. I think it is, let me just try and think. It's about...
What's a family unit?
A family unit, so it's mom, dad, and kids. So, and they, I think they'll go... I don't know, it doesn't even matter how many children you've got. But that'll cost you 200 rand a month.
Mm.
But the beauty on the Reality is that they've got various aspects. I mean, you and I were speaking about movies earlier on.
I know, because I went to see with the kids. What's that movie that everybody's talking about right now with that crazy girl?
Which girl? Crazy girl?
Yeah.
You've just heard another voice. That's Kia. Kia's also joined us today because we're kind of going to get her involved just now as well.
Sure.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yes, anyway.
Now, was that a 3D, hey?
Yes, that was a 3D because Kanego can't understand why movies have to be 2D. Because all his life, movies have been 3D. It's a thing that happens in my life. You know, you the things you take for granted is 3D. I remember going to see Avatar and being like, oh, whoa, right?
Yes.
Completely blown away by Avatar. But for as long as Kanego's been watching movies, the 3D movies... have been the thing. So he kind of quite doesn't understand why are we at the movies and
they're
not
so boring.
3D?
Yeah.
Why couldn't we just stay at home and watch it on TV? Like his whole thing is.
I love it. But it's a valid point. So if you look at that, if you look at a 3D movie, I looked at prices for two people.
Mm.
It's going to cost you about, at Sterkin Quarter, about 242 for two movie tickets. Now think about, that's without popcorn, that's without all the nice things that you have to have when you go to movies. Now if you have something like a Reality card, your 3D movies only cost you 30 rand each. Then they've got a special on at the moment where you can take the movie ticket and 20 rand for a popcorn and a cool drink. So 50 rand costing you...
Say that again.
Yes. So now what they've got is, so a 3D movie is going to cost you 30 rand per person. And they've got a special on that if you add another 20 rand on, you get a popcorn and you get cool drink. So for 50 rand.
A 3D movie.
Yeah.
And a popcorn.
And a popcorn and a Coke.
And you have to pay them 200 rand a month.
Correct.
Well, so if you're the kind of person that goes to the movies all the time.
Yes.
That's worth it.
It's absolutely worth it. Other things. Discount on Mango flights. Discount on Tempest car hire.
Mm.
Uber discount airport transfers. Bidvest lounge access 5 times a year. That's awesome for 200 rand a month. So if you have teenagers or even younger children
who go to the movies,
trust me, one movie for four or three of you, you've covered the cost.
Yeah.
You've covered the cost. So that's what I'm saying, is that we need to look at it from a bigger, or look at it from a different perspective. So when I bitch and moan about all the savings that people have to do.
There's more than one way to skin the cat.
Yes. I actually did a little analysis for us. And I said, what happens if you go to Burger King and you have a Whopper meal? Do you know that it's going to cost you 61.90 rand? If you go to Steers.
Good thing I'm on a diet then.
Uh-huh. If you go to Steers and you have an original King Steers burger meal. At 79.90 rand. Now that's one person. If you're a family of four.
Or five.
Or five. That is just takeaways. So then I went and I looked at a couple of restaurants. And what do we always see in the afternoons, or specifically on a Friday afternoon? People sitting around having a beer, having a glass of wine, and just chatting. Now if you have a look at just having a glass of wine at certain places, you're paying between 25 and 35 rand a glass of wine. Your beers are around about 25 rand. If you're having a cocktail, you're looking at about 40 rand a cocktail. And then when you're celebrating with champagne, it's 720 rand a bottle.
Oh my goodness.
So.
What?
Yeah. That's Mutton Shandar. So
I see all these people drinking champagne in these funny places. I'm going to be calculating now. I'm going to be so unable to look at any of them and not see the money that they're spending. Yes. Michelle, you're...
I'm awful. I know people hate me. I know that. It's fine.
We love you. But jeez.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say is that if you just as a family did not have one takeaway a month as a family, you could afford the gap cover. You could afford the reality. And not only, that's why it's also nice, not only are those cards for those benefits, but those cards, if you have them, like the realities and the vitalities, actually bring down the premium of your current policies. They give you a discount.
Oh, wow.
So you're actually saving overall.
So it's important to look at the big picture too.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, I just did the exercise, thank you to All the Time with Michelle, of saying, what am I saving? What can I save? What am I insured for? The one thing that Michelle still looks at me, gives me a fail cake about every now and again, is it's true, Michelle. Don't deny it.
I'm not.
Okay. She still gives me a fail cake every now and again about like a will. But yes. I'm getting there, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So I sat with the financial planner and went through everything. The first thing he said to me, by the way, was, why are you living dirty? He's like, you're rolling dirty out here. You're not even covered for stuff. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, that's what you're doing, actually, when you don't take care of these things. And we worked out. And all of the additional stuff, so all the add-ons, I kept saying, he'd say, if you add this, then you get this. If you add this, I'm like, at the end of the day, you've got like a 2,000 rand policy. And I'm going, actually, no, a 2,000 rand policy is not worth it.
Yes.
But when he started talking to me about the fact that what you get on the other side of it, and the fact that, you know, so, and the fact that after 7 years or whatever, you get a third of your premiums back, and you can take that and put it into a savings thing.
Cash back,
And it was phenomenal to listen to. And had I never had these conversations with you, it would have been very difficult for me to sit there and then say, yeah, mara extra 50 rand.
Yeah.
Because that's how I look at it. I look at it as an extra 50 rand here. But when you are then saying, actually look at it as a Friday night burger.
Correct.
With the family instead of having takeout every Friday night, which I'm no longer doing. I'm not. No, I'm eating cauliflower rice. That money is what you then put into those things.
And I'm not saying change your lifestyle. I'm saying adapt your lifestyle to make it better at the end of the day. So don't change, adapt. So again, as you were saying, Friday nights, normally takeouts. Don't have one of those. Just one. Because as a family, I can tell you now, four people, it's going to cost you over 450 rand just for pizzas and cool drinks, not even alcohol. So just one takeaway less.
So does this mean, as a young person like I am, does this mean sacrificing a girl's night out?
Or? No, not at all. But what did we learn last year about budgeting? What do we say about budgeting? People don't budget, but it's because people moan at the end of the month about not having any money left because they thought they would have enough money, but they didn't factor in that glass of wine. They did not factor in that takeaway. They did not factor in that meal that they went out for at the spur of the moment with friends. Now, if you have a budget for that every month, factor it in. So it's not a case of saying don't do it. It's, is it something that I have factored into my budget?
I think we need a song.
Then we're going to grill Kia after this.
I think we need a song. And then Kia, I'm going to bring you into this conversation because you're new in this hot seat.
No, sure. I mean, I've been like dying to get into it because I'm like, I've got so many questions.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Yep, it's Phumi Mashego and you're on Womandla and we're out here keeping it real. Day before payday, we're talking about money. We're talking about money. This is Michelle Davis here in the studio with me. And so Kia came with Michelle. She wanted to check it out. Because this happens all the time here at Cliff Central. We're on Ant Radio and people want to see us. Right? She was like, so I thought we're going to throw her in the hot seat. And you've got this look on your face, Kian, that people can't quite see. What do you think? What do you think of all of the stuff that Michelle's saying?
You know what? I was actually having a chat with her before we went on air, and she was asking me, what are you covered for? And I was like, oh, Michelle, I don't think you should.
You need to speak a little bit closer to the to mic. The mic.
Okay, great. Okay, cool. She was asking me off air before we went on. She's like, what are you covered for? And I had to be like, Michelle, it's like, you know. And listen to her talk now about everything in terms of adding on and, you know, the gap and everything. I just realized I actually have almost none of the things she was talking about. And you sitting there saying to me were sitting with a financial advisor and you're saying, okay, add this on. I'm like, oh my God.
No, I wasn't saying add it on.
I was saying,
why are you adding it on?
Yes, it's quite interesting, and it's also very scary for someone as young as me as well to think that, you know. I think for me it was that thing of I didn't have to. I've got so much time still. I can still do that at a later stage, and now I just want to enjoy my salary, you know, and have fun and do all those things. But now also as a new mom and a future wife, it's like, okay, maybe I should actually be doing all these things. So
okay, there's a great one. Let's just talk about savings now. And this is again. Savings with a difference, because it's not saving for you. Mm. What about your son?
My point exactly. It just made me feel like I'm such a bad mom.
No, really,
it did. And I was saying to Michelle, okay, you've got like your normal funeral cover, you know, and you've got a hospital plan. But then I was saying to her that I'm covered 60%. And what happened to the other 40%? And that's where the gap comes in. You know that, okay, at least I've got 60, and then 40% somebody else can just chip in for that.
Who's that somebody else?
The gap.
Oh,
thank heavens. Not her husband. Oh, no, future husband. Oh, sorry.
The gap.
40%. Because, you know, and I think the thing for me is, as a young person, which is why at my advanced age, I'm only having the conversation with the financial planner now. Mm. Is it's a little bit like like muscles, you know?
Yeah.
You have to exercise it, and the longer you start and are in it, the easier it becomes. Yeah. Because I had a great saying the other day that money's like pants. Mm. You know, you grow into it. So, which I'd never thought about. But when I started working, at least, I think I was earning something ridiculous like 4,000 rand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it worked. My 4,000 rand worked. It paid for my rent. It paid for my partying. It worked.
Sure.
And never in my wildest dream did I ever think that I would find myself where I am now, where I earn a little more than 4,000 rand, right? Mm. But
you can't afford the same things that you used to be able to afford on 4,000 rand. Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
How?
Exactly.
You know, because you kind of think as the money grows, yeah, but if I'm living on the 4,000 rand, as the money grows, I'll be like living better.
That's right.
But see, you actually just grow into it. The responsibilities grow and all of that grows with it.
Yeah.
So you never have more to start saving.
Not at all.
So when you then say, I'm going to save later, I'm in my 20s, I'm not going to save now. I'm in my first job, I'm not going to save now. I'm just going to enjoy my salary.
That's exactly where I am.
But I want to ask you this. Do you have funeral cover?
Yes, that I've got.
Why?
What do you mean?
Yeah, why? How did you decide on funeral cover versus any other kind of cover?
Okay, no, the other covers are there. They're just not as great as, I've just realized they're not as great as they should be after Michelle's, you know, conversation earlier on. But with a funeral cover, I think the inspiration was when my grandmother passed on. And when she passed on, we were trying to figure out how this funeral was going to happen because she was quite elderly. Mm. And I know with a lot of covers, once you reach a certain age, you cannot actually insure that person or put them within that policy. So after that funeral, I was like, okay, maybe I should take one, because we struggled so much to get everything prepared. You know, everybody had to chip in. This cousin had to do that, and that one had to, you know what I mean, to just get it going. So that is what inspired the funeral cover part of the insurance. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to really put a cat amongst the pigeons. People talk about funeral benefits, which is brilliant.
Mm.
But now, you know what I'm like with my family, Pums, you've met them. And when I went into hospital, I said, listen, my death file is on my office desk. Oh. So that if anything happens, there's a number.
Do you know what a death file is?
she told me about it on Saturday. She's like, so I had this death. I'm like, Michelle. And
we had a whole conversation about death files here. If you don't remember what a death file is, you can go back into the podcast. If you download the app, you can go back into the podcast. There's a show about
on the death
files. You need one.
You do. And I said to them, it's on the table. So if anything happens, the first person you phone, the number is there, and they will organize this, this, and this, and this. Everything else is signed.
Sure.
So then my mom turns around and she says to me, but how are we going to survive until your estate is wound up? And I said to her, Mom, that is why I have immediate expenses cover, which is very similar to, it's funeral benefit.
Yes.
But it's enough that my family can survive for at least 6 months.
Sure.
Without having to worry about money. Because now remember one thing, they're the ones that are going to have to pay water and lights, rates and taxes, the bond. Those are musts for that property to remain as an asset in their hands. So it's immediate expenses. So they need at least between 15,000 and 20,000 rand a month to pay for everything. What about if you've got car repayments and you want that car to stay in the estate? It doesn't have to be sold. Those are things people also don't think about. Immediate expenses.
So I think, and the reason I ask here about the funeral, I think black people are like obsessed with funerals.
Black people are.
I think black people are obsessed with funeral cover, with funeral benefits, with 20, I think, and that's why I asked about it, because I just think, but you see, like that, for instance, immediate benefits, funeral benefits, whatever.
Immediate expenses.
I have never heard that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. And the one thing that we see all the time in black families when a person dies, especially someone who's like a breadwinner or whatever, is that scrounging.
Yes.
That Kia is talking about is a reality.
It's a reality, Michelle.
We don't, and nobody knows where anything is. That death file doesn't exist.
Even the will, Poos.
You're searching through cupboards and papers and whatever. It's not there.
But that's why I'm saying to people that it's not just about the savings. It's not about putting that 100 rand away every month or the 200 rand away. It's about looking at it as a big picture. In other words, they say that there's only one reason that we really take our cover. And that is to take care of the people that we can't take care of anymore when we're not there.
Which is why I never had cover for so long.
Yes, but now you've got Kenejo and you've got to think about him. And that's why I don't want my family to lose my home that I've worked so hard for. So that's why I want them to keep that home. But if I don't have immediate expenses, if they don't get that income on a monthly basis,
so those
how
things like
are they
immediate
going
expenses,
to survive?
So the things like immediate expenses are
bond.
Additional. No, but what I'm saying is that's an add-on.
Yes.
That again is an add-on.
But if you take it with your life cover policies, it's not expensive because it's part of the package.
Tell me. How does one go about it? So I had never heard about add-ons, which is why you had to start by explaining what a add-on is. And I've sat with a financial planner. Yeah. He never used the word add-on. So how do I recognize, if a person doesn't say this is an add-on, how do I recognize that what we are talking about is an add-on?
Because it's going to be something that is extra. It is something that is not included in the normal policy itself.
It's an additional benefit.
Correct.
Okay.
So you're not going to see it if you take life cover and you've got life cover and disability and dread disease and funeral benefit. Those are the norms.
That's the policy.
Yeah. But now some policies, but that is why it's so important to sit once again with a financial advisor and talk to them, because they're going to say to you, this is what we have, but if you add this, this is what it'll do for you. It's an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not part of the norm that you would have.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if they say to you, listen, we've also got a card, which is like a vitality or a reality card that gives you extra benefits, but it also reduces your premium at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Those all add on. So it's not part of the original policy.
How do you, if he's not saying add this, add that, can you just say, so
have you got, yes,
add-ons?
Yes. Do you have any other policies or any other type of benefits? Because it's really a benefit. It's not really a policy. It's a benefit.
Mm.
So you can say, are there any other benefits that I can take out to make my life easier?
Mm-hmm. And Michelle, why are you so sold on the concept of adding on these additional benefits?
Because of experience, because of personal experience, of knowing how it has saved my ass so many times because of having those benefits, especially your gap cover. And remember, gap was almost, it was taken off the market for about 10 years, about 8 years, I shouldn't say 10 years, because people were saying, yeah, but it's in competition with the medical aids and everything. And then they realized that it's actually not in competition to the medical aids. People are paying for a benefit at the end of the term of, and again, like it's short-term insurance. If you don't use it, you lose it.
But this is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking, surely this should enrage us as consumers.
Yes.
This should make us absolutely livid that medical aids need additional short-term insurance.
Correct. Yeah.
If I am paying for a medical aid, surely I should, you know, the benefits should be explained to me correctly, and at the end I should be making a decision that says, you know what, this is not sufficient for me. I need a little bit more.
Yeah.
And the fact that they get away
with
needing,
we have monopolies. Yeah, we have monopolies, unfortunately. And it's also not just the medical aids, I think, that stand in that situation where they are offering various options but may not be able to cover you for everything because of your pricing that you can afford. But it's also the doctors and the hospitals, because the guys are not falling in line with the medical aid costs.
Mm.
They are charging way above that. And why? Because they are special. It's what you've got guys that are like ENTs, ear, nose, throat specialists.
Mm.
I don't think we have many in this country.
Mm.
So when you find one, you are prepared to pay through your nose, literally, excuse the pun. You're prepared to pay through your nose for that doctor. If you have, you know, guys that specialize in certain things, like you have hematologists. How many hematologists do we have in the country?
I don't even know what a hematologist is.
Hematologist is a blood doctor. So he looks at blood diseases.
Blood diseases, yeah.
And I know there's an excellent guy in Cape Town that a friend of mine had to travel down to.
Which you now need the extra card that will give you mango flights and give you access to the slowdown.
But do you see how everything works? So it's not just the medical aid companies. It's the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
And because the guy, instead of charging you 400 rand, he's going to charge you 4,000 rand because there's only three of them in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he can do that because that's the only way
what's
you're going to survive.
What are your options?
What else do you do? Die. Literally.
Oh, makes me so upset. Makes me so upset. But okay, so now you've got all of this. How does it work? So how do the add-ons work? Do you have to activate the one in order to get the other? So I understand with the gap cover, you need to have been in hospital.
Correct.
And it's only when you have been in hospital and you've got all your hospital bills that you can
submit. And that you submit it, and then they underwrite it and they pay you back.
Okay, so you need to have paid for it already.
Correct.
In order for
That's
it
why
to.
I said to you up front, your emergency fund's kind of depleted. But at the end of the day, you're going to get your emergency fund back. Minus, look, they may say to you, look, we're not going to pay you 3,000 rand. We'll pay you 2,800 rand.
Mm.
Because that's, again, in line with medical aid tariffs or the tariffs that they provided. So you might lose out on a couple of hundred rand, but it really is worth your while. So even if you're losing out on 200 rand, you're only spending 281 rand a month.
Mm.
But you're getting your 10 or 15,000 rand back.
So in your experience, and I know we don't punt anyone on this show, Kia. You, what's wrong, Kia?
No, you've
got this incredibly contemplative face on.
I'm so scared right now.
Why?
I'm so scared because I'm just thinking, like, you know, she was saying, you asked her, like, what inspired her, what made her now, you know, sell into these add-ons and believe that they work and whatever you. And she said personal experience. So I'm just thinking of, you know, if you've never been in that situation, it's very easy to disregard it. You know, it's very easy to say, I don't have that extra 50 rand, or I don't have that extra 100 rand to put towards this sort of thing. And
I would rather have a glass of wine for that.
Precisely.
Extra,
or I'd rather go and have, you know,
a burger
or what have you. And I'm just thinking of, I'm self-reflecting because I'm that person, you know. So it's actually quite interesting. And the question that I wanted to ask her is, let's say you've never really had a personal experience that you know, pushed you towards doing this. How would you then say to someone, irrespective of whether you've had a personal experience with something like this or not, how do you inspire people to say, listen, do this, I'm telling you it works?
I don't think you need to inspire anybody. I need to say to people that reality is that life doesn't always give you what you want. And that things happen, and they happen so damn quickly that you have to say to yourself, what if this did happen? What if I am going to be, if I do get sick? But then you've got your nice benefits. You've got your benefits, which are taking the kids to movies for not even a quarter of the price, not even a third of the price of taking them. If you went to stay at Kinnikor and it cost you 240 rand, now it's costing you 50 rand.
Awesome.
And that's inclusive of food. So it's not just for the bad things. It's looking at it and saying, I'm actually getting a group discount. Think about it, because that's what the Vitalities do. That's what the Realities do. They're giving you group discounts. They're saying, we're looking at you as a group of people, and because we got a group of people, it's going to cost you less. So that's great. The gap cover is more like your short-term insurance. We all have short-term insurance, or we should all have in short-term insurance, in the event of something happening. It doesn't mean it will happen, but it could happen. The most frightening thing is, I had stats, 3 weeks ago, that only 35% of road users have car insurance. 35%. Yeah, that is scary.
That is a problem.
Which means that 7 out of 10 times, the person that bumps into your car, if
does
you're
not
the,
have
might
insurance,
might not be insured, and then you're screwed both ways.
Yep.
If you're the 3.5 out of 10 people that actually have one.
Yeah.
That to me was the most horrific statistic. Yeah.
But another thing that I wanted to point out when you said you were sitting with a financial advisor is that the stereotypical myth is that you have to pay to see a financial advisor. And that's what I also used to think, you know, until I met Michelle and she said, you actually don't.
No.
And I think maybe a lot of people also may be thinking, I can't go sit with one because I can't afford the services of somebody to sit with me and advise me on things like what Michelle is talking about.
Mm.
It's very scary, actually.
Or you just listen to Womandla.
There we go.
You know? And then you're
and
sorted.
You get free advice.
You get free advice from Michelle once a month. The podcasts are there. 2 years of podcasts. Just sit here and just listen to Michelle's sage advice.
Yeah.
In the 2 years that we've been doing this, in the podcast that we've put together, I have learned more about financial management. And I knew a lot.
Pumi does. She has an extensive knowledge of everything.
Then I need to hang out with you guys more.
But, you know, so even as I then hear add-ons, and Michelle, I know we never punt anyone on the show.
No.
And we try, because
everybody has
is
something.
Different.
Yeah.
Everybody's advice is different. From what you have seen in the market, what are the top three kind of add-on benefits that we should really consider getting?
I would really and truly look at your things like your vitalities with Discovery, your realities with Sunlum. And then Momentum has something called, for the life of me, I just...
Multiply.
Multiply, thank you. And that is also an excellent, excellent product. So those really are three that I personally know of that are good. Your gap covers, you can get them with various companies. As I said, you've got Liberty that underwrites them. You've got Momentum that underwrites, and you've got Sunlum that underwrites them. I just know that... From personal experience, Zest Life, which is underwritten by Liberty, is brilliant. Again, utilize them for the right reasons. The gap, as I said, is more of an add-on. The vitalities, the multipliers, the realities are very much benefit cards. So it's something that you can take away on a daily basis. It's not just something that's going to reduce your premium by a small amount, but it is also going to give you those add-on benefits. And those are the things that we sometimes look for. I mean, I hate airports as a matter of course. But to know that now I can go and flick my little reality card at them and go, guess what, I'm going to sit in the Bidvest lounge. It just, it's nice.
I know. Who knew that lounges lounges changed the business of F&B?
There
I'm quite
we
clear. I'm
go.
Clear that the slow lounge changed the business.
Absolutely.
F&B, everybody went on that F&B account just because they could have a slow lunch. How important is it, Michelle, to look at your entire lifestyle and say, right, in my lifestyle, because it's great. I used to have vitality and I used to love it.
Yeah.
But I was a much younger person. I went to the gym 5 times a week. I did all of those things. I had a whole lot more time in my life. Mm. You know, so I went on the Kulula flight.
Yes.
I did all of that. But as my life changed and I have less and less time, I don't go to the gym as much as I should. But it's simply just because the time ain't there.
Yeah.
So for me, going to the movies, going to the gym, all of the benefits of vitality made no sense.
Mm.
And so the additional payment made no sense.
Yeah.
So how important is it that one has an honest stock take of who you are, where you are, what you actually really do, and then make those purchase decisions?
Go back to your budget and really be honest with yourself and your budget. Because once you're honest with yourself and your budget, you almost will be fine money because you are spending more money on things that you should not be spending money on. Or maybe you want to spend money on those things, but what if you spend money just one day less on those things?
Mm.
Lunches. We spoke about office lunches.
Mm.
Oh, crap, I forgot my lunch at home.
Mm.
So what do? You go out and buy something. $40 for a sandwich. Reality. Those are the things. And we're not saying being schnup. We're not saying being... Kia's just shaking her head.
Like, I'm so done. I'm so done with Michelle. Like, clearly, I just need to die right now because nothing of mine is working in my life. Like, I may just not. Because I'm thinking, you know, I don't have lunch today. And I'm thinking, actually, when I leave here, I was going to go get a sandwich or a salad on my way to the office. And now she's like, yeah, think about it. I'm like, well, Michelle, I'm sort of thinking about it. I'm going to do it.
And you know what? It's not being a miser. It's not being schnup. It's looking at the situation that you're in and what is important in your life. And if those things aren't important, then it's not. I mean, we did the budget with Dean. And I mean, he just really made us laugh because eventually he realized that he spent more money on drinking and going partying than he did on anything else in his life. But he only kind of hit it when we kind of grilled him on that. So, reality.
Look,
what's important to you? Pums, that's the bottom line.
Sure.
What's important to you? What's important to your family? And how do you want to live that life?
Look, and I think the one thing that we talk about everywhere that is spoken about, whether it's you turn on the news this morning and Pravin Gordhan's going in front of the Hawks and the Rand has lost 5% of its value, whether it's opening newspapers, which was very fascinating for me over the weekend. I saw a huge article about money's too tight to mention.
Mm.
We look at the cost of a basket, cost of like everyday items that every family uses, the change between 2015 at the same time in 2016 and the fact that it's going to continue going that way.
Absolutely. And
the thing about saving money, the thing about making sure you have more benefits, more is on everybody's mind. It is on everybody's mind. We are all talking about it all the time. On the one side, you could go back to your boss and say, I need more money. Mm. But in reality, he's going to say, I need more money.
Correct.
And so you're not going to be able to get, and you've already grown into those pants. You know, you've already grown into the salary that you're getting. Mm. So what it sounds like to me is it sounds like a very good idea is to relook and reassess and see where to find extra money. And the difference between $150 for a movie ticket, I went to the movies with two kids. Yes. It was unbelievable. And because I haven't been to the movies in such a long time.
You were shocked.
I was gobsmacked. Mm. I was actually just blown away that one movie with three people could cost you like almost $300.
Yep.
Was unbelievable for me. It was unbelievable for me.
Mm. Very scary.
And so that's what got me thinking about, where do I find this extra money?
Extra money, yeah.
And as my child grows older and as he's more interested in going to the movies.
And with friends and things like that, absolutely.
It's going to be on the regular. Yeah.
That thing's going to be for real.
Yep. It's a problem. It's a problem.
So it's a good thing. Michelle, thank you. Before we say goodbye, what final words? Kia?
Yes?
Has this conversation made your life better or worse?
I think I'm going to have to hang out with Michelle and catch up on the last 2 years that you guys, you've talked about budgeting, you've talked about the death book. I have to catch up. And then I'll be all right.
Don't worry, girl. We've got your back here. Womantha is all about that. Womantha is all about that. Don't worry, girl. We've got your back. Michelle, one last thing before we say goodbye to everybody. What are the most critical things to look at when you're thinking about add-ons?
Make sure that your medical aid covers what you need to be covered for. And if it doesn't, the most important thing is take out gap cover. Because cover that difference. Because those are the most expensive things that can happen in your life. And it's so unexpected most of the time.
Unpredictable.
Absolutely. Hey? Secondly, see how your money can work for you again. And that's why I'm saying, if you have a premium and you can take out a add-on card, which is going to reduce that premium even if it's by R20, do it. Because it might cost you a little bit more at the end of the day, but it's going to actually benefit you in the long run.
Mm, look.
Don't look for today. Look for tomorrow.
You're out here making money, working for your money. So you also have an opportunity to make your money work for you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Phumi Mashego. And we've been hanging out with Kia and Michelle Dave. Talking money, 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 money.
Bye all.
This is Womantha. We'll see you again next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.